This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
What I like particularly about Mondays, and you know, this is something that I was telling Joe just a couple of days ago. What I like in particular about Mondays is that we get to invite ordinary people. Now, we are a music radio station, so you'd expect me to have an AKA in here. You know what I mean? A Kulichana, you name it. You know, Uncle Waffles, whatever the case is. But on Mondays, we actually invite ordinary people, ordinary citizens. But for one particular reason, because they actually have stories, right? Stories that they can share with us, which quite a number of us can find as inspirational. We can find as motivational, life-changing. They can maybe shift your perspective somewhat, if I can put it like that. So we are joined today in the studio live by Kujo Mamabolo, who's a student and a political activist at the University of Limpopo. And I know when we speak of higher education, you know, parents usually think academics. You know, they limit it at that. But in today's Motivation Monday, Kutra is here to show you that there's actually more that happens on campus. So many other interests that students find themselves pursuing, and it might lead to them failing sometimes, but sometimes it might lead to them, you know, seeing greater paths. So Kutra Mamabolo is here to talk to us about this even further. Kutra, welcome to the show, my brother.
No, thanks for having me, and good afternoon to you and the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Look, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio. Like I said, Order, we take pride on Mondays to talk to ordinary people with extraordinary stories. So maybe let's start from the beginning. Who is Kutra Mamabolo? What are you about?
Kutra Mamabolo is a 24-year-old male. I was born here in the province of Limpopo. I grew up in a place called Ratoka, just outside Mangweng. Went to public schools, both primary and high school. I completed my matric in 2017. So I then enrolled at the University of Limpopo in 2018. Currently, I'm doing my master's at the same institution, the University of Limpopo.
Right.
And I'm also a student activist, proud ones, proud student activist.
Yeah, I can tell. And we're gonna talk more about that, the activist part of you, in just a short while. We'll touch on that. But here's what I want to find out. So what were you like growing up? You know, was it in you? Was it always you type of thing where you'd end up being a leader somewhat? You know, did your parents... or your elders see that in you growing up?
You know, I'd say yes, because I was recently home and I saw some old pictures of me.
Yeah.
And there was this picture, I think I was like 5 years old, and then there was a mic. Someone was having a mic on me, and then I was saying something. So when I look at that, I'm thinking that I actually had this when I was growing up. So even in my early years in primary school and high school, I did portray such, you know, traits of leadership. I remember in 2017, my final year in high school, I was the LRC president of then, and I also led some things in my high school years. I think I was a debate chairperson in 2016. I don't think I was a debate chairperson.
You
in
were
2016,
actually.
Yeah. So I did a lot. I think it's something that did not just develop when I go to the university. I think it's something that I've had in me. I think I was also, when was it? 2016 or 15,
yeah,
part of a show, TV show called Future Leaders.
Okay.
And I also auditioned for One Day Leader in 2019 or 2020.
All right. Now, you pass your matric, you know, you get accepted into varsity. What was the plan initially?
My initial plan was to enroll for law. Okay. I always had a passion for law. Unfortunately, my marks did not permit that I would do law, it gave me an option of doing an extended program of law. But I then decided to do my second option, which was a Bachelor of Administration in Local Government. I did that. I completed that in 2020.
Okay.
That's when I considered if I should do law or pursue my honors. So I just decided to go with my honors. And then 2022... enrolled for my master's.
All right, yeah. And there's this thing where people kind of assume, I don't know if they could be correct, that you are president of the SRC. is there some catfishing that's going on there? What is the story around that?
I don't know, man. You know, when you're in politics or student politics, that's the area in which I specialize in or I'm involved in. People will always, you know, call you names because I think at some point we develop ambitions for being, you know, the SRC president.
Yeah,
true. So people might see that maybe your leadership styles are good and they might, you know, sort of like instill those ambitions in you and say that we see you as a potential president of the SRC. Mm. So those who call me the president of the SRC, I think they mostly link that with the work that I do at the institutional level. And the manner in which I conduct myself as a leader, I think that's something that many people admire, and I'm thankful that there are certain individuals who see me as an SRC president, but I'm not.
No, that is beautiful. We're going to be expanding on that in just a short while. So, by the way, this is Motivation Mondays on Capricorn FM, on Capricorn Drive with myself, Dean Gomo. Up until 6 o'clock, we are joined in the studio right now by a student and an activist by the name of Khutso Mamabolo, who's at the University of Limpopo. We're going to be getting more and unpacking more about his journey, what it's all about. Let us continue with our chat, right? So I wanted to know, getting into university, right? Was politics part of your plan? You know what I mean? Like, or did you find yourself at some point where you decided, okay, now I have to join politics?
Nah, it wasn't a plan. I think like many, I was recruited into politics. There was a friend of mine who was doing second year when I was doing my first, who recruited me into politics. I'm a proud member of the EFF Students Command. I was recruited by him in 2018. So I think I only spent like 7 months as a normal student. And then I think it was in August when I joined politics. So just like any other new member, you are lost in the process. But as time goes on, you're able to, you know, gain some sort of experience and find yourself within politics. And I think that's how I fell in love with just assisting students and just displaying my leadership traits.
And how did your parents react to the news of you being in school politics and being an activist? Because I believe, as a parent, you know, sometimes they'd worry, or isn't this going to take much of their time or your time when it comes to studying? But how did they take the news?
I think for them, it wasn't as hard, but my mother was a bit skeptical that it might take my time and it might derail me from the main focus, which is supposed to be focusing on my studies and passing. But I think given the fact that they already knew and had experience of me being in certain leadership positions in my early years in high school, I think it was a little bit easy for them to accept that I'm now involved in politics, because I also made a commitment that I won't neglect my school.